I'm Amy Garzon Hampton, and I am the child welfare trainer for Region 3.
And I'm Shannon Nipple, and I'm the senior shepherd intern at DHHR and the recipient of the Title 4E grant.
Part of what the grant is supposed to do is to provide training. That is my role, is the child welfare trainer. You know, and the what I do as far as, or what we all do as far as workshops for workers, for CPS workers, child welfare workers overall, is supported by this grant. And also the training of foster parents through the Pride pre-service program is supported through this as well. And so that's the larger program that I do that has trainings and that covers a 15 county region.
Give me in a nutshell what the training does.
So there's a worker component. They have an extensive training program they have to go through that's about 4 months in length before they even get a caseload. And so that's something that DHHR is kind of in charge of, but we provide pieces to that. Right now I'm working on a curriculum and I'm collaborating with Craig Klein to do this for the second level of this child welfare training, where after they've done their first years of training, now they have to come back and do, you know, another round of trainings. And so this one would be on understanding poverty. What we're focusing on is trying to help workers understand the difference between neglect and abuse and poverty, because no child is supposed to be removed from their home due to poverty. But it's really hard to separate sometimes what is the results of being impoverished and what is purposeful neglectfulness. So that's another one that we've worked on. We've developed a working with LGBTQ youth. We've done work around cultural competence, understanding diversity in child welfare, because there tend to be a disproportionate number of children of color, especially African American children in the system, and a disproportionate number of our workers are Anglo. One of our initiatives nationwide is to keep children as close to their families as possible, which means that they're placing them in kinship care. And kinship is either a blood relative or somebody very close to them that's been involved in their life. A lot of times these are grandparents and aunts. A lot of times these are godparents or, you know, friends that have been involved in these children's lives for a really long time. So when they come to the training and we're talking about the prospect of having placed children, they've already got these kids in their home. Like, they, you know, so they're living it in that moment. So a lot of our training has adjusted to kind of bringing them into the fold, because we spend time in Pride about making the decision to foster or adopt. I don't spend as much time about that decision-making process when I've got people in the room who are already doing it.
So, Shannon, let's talk to you now. Explain what you do. You're a student. What mm-hmm. year are you and where are you from and what you're doing? DHHR.
I'm a senior here at Shepherd. I'm finishing up my last semester and, fingers crossed, graduating May. I'm from here. I was born and raised in Martinsburg area and surrounding areas. Right now I'm living in Falling Waters. I initially got introduced to the agency through my grandmother. She's worked with DHHR in the maternal and child health department for 33 years. I look at DHHR as one of the broad agencies, like so many different parts of health, human services, everything goes into DHHR. I'm basically getting the opportunity to view multiple agencies within one agency, mm-hmm. because not only do they have the youth services department, which is where I'm currently stationed at, they also have CPS. They have resources such as SNAPS, TANF, West Virginia Works program. So you get to kind of see everything that people need within this one agency. I feel like it's the initial point of contact with a lot of people when they are in their most need. When someone's child is being abused, someone calls CPS. You know, when a child such as, you know, one of our youth service kids, they deal with an arrest or not going to school, we are the people that get the referrals. So we are the initial point of contact with a lot of these clients, and we're the ones who are connecting them with the resources that they need to have a better quality of life overall.